American football, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. American football, known as football in the United States and gridiron in some other countries, is a sport played by two teams of 11 players on a rectangular field 120 yards long by 53.33 yards wide, with goalposts at each end. The offense attempts to advance an oval ball, the football, down the field, by running with or passing it. They must advance it at least 10 yards in four downs to receive a new set of four downs and continue the drive. If not, they turn over the football to the opposing team. Most points are scored by advancing the ball into the opposing team's end zone for a touchdown or kicking the ball through the opponent's goalposts for a field goal. The team with the most points at the end of a game wins. American football evolved in the United States, originating from the sport of rugby football. The first game of American football was played on November 6, 1869, between two college teams, Rutgers and Princeton, under rules resembling rugby and soccer. A set of rule changes drawn up from 1880 onward by Walter Camp, the, quote, father of American football, end quote, established the snap, 11-player teams, and the concept of downs, and later rule changes legalized the forward pass, created the neutral zone, and specified the size and shape of the football. American football as a whole is the most popular sport in the United States. Professional football and college football are the most popular forms of the game, with the other major levels being high school and youth football. As of 2012, nearly 1.1 million high school athletes and 70,000 college athletes play the sport in the United States annually. The National Football League, the most popular American football league, has the highest average attendance of any sports league in the world. Its championship game, the Super Bowl, ranks among the most watched club sporting events in the world, and the league has an annual revenue of around $10 billion. Section 1. Etymology and Names. In the United States, American football is referred to as, quote, football, close quote. The term, quote, football, close quote, was officially established in the rulebook for the 1876 college football season, when the sport first shifted from soccer-style rules to rugby-style rules. Although it could easily have been called, quote, rugby, close quote, at this point, Harvard, one of the primary proponents of the rugby-style game, compromised and did not request the name of the sport be changed to, quote, rugby, close quote. In countries where other codes of football are popular, such as the United Kingdom and Australia, the terms, quote, gridiron, close quote, or, quote, American football, ball, close quote, are favored. Section 2, History. Section 2.1, Early History. American football evolved from the sport of rugby football. Rugby, like American football, is a team sport where two competing teams vie for control of a ball, which can be kicked through a set of goalposts or run into the opponent's goal area to score points. The first American football game was played on November 6th, 1869, between Rutgers and Princeton. The game was played between two teams of 25 players each, used a round ball, and resembled a combination of rugby and soccer in its rules. The ball could not be picked up or carried, but it could be kicked or batted with the feet, hands, heads, or sides, with the ultimate goal of advancing it into the opponent's goal. Rutgers won the game 6-4. Collegiate play continued for several years, in which matches were played using the rules of the host school. Representatives of Yale, Columbia, Princeton, and Rutgers met on October 19, 1873, to create a standard set of rules for all schools to adhere to. Teams were set at 20 players each, and fields of 400 by 250 feet were specified. Harvard abstained from the conference as they favored a rugby-style game that allowed running with the ball. An 1875 Harvard-Yale game played under rugby-style rules was observed by two impressed Princeton athletes. These players introduced the sport to Princeton, a feat the Professional Football Researchers Association compared to, quote, selling refrigerators to Eskimos, close quote. Princeton, Harvard, Yale, and Columbia then agreed to intercollegiate play using a form of rugby union rules with a modified scoring system. These schools formed the Intercollegiate Football Association, although Yale did not join until 1879. Yale player Walter Camp, now regarded as the, quote, father of American football, close quote, passed rule changes in 1880 that reduced the team size from 15 to 11 players and instituted the snap to replace the chaotic and inconsistent scrum. Section 2.2, Evolution of the Game. The introduction of the snap resulted in unexpected strategy changes. Previously, the strategy had been to punt if a scrum resulted in bad field position. A group of Princeton players realized that, as the snap was uncontested, they now could hold the ball indefinitely to prevent their opponent from scoring. In 1881, both contestants in a Yale-Princeton game used this strategy to maintain their undefeated records. Each team held the ball, gaining no ground, for an entire half. This, quote, block game, close quote, proved extremely unpopular with spectators and fans of both teams. A rule change was necessary to prevent this strategy, and a reversion to the scrum was considered until Camp passed a rule in 1882 that stated that a team would have three downs or tackles to advance the ball 5 yards. Failure to do so would forfeit control of the ball to the other team. This change made American football a separate sport from rugby, and the resulting 5-yard lines added to the field made it resemble a gridiron in appearance. Other major rules changes included a reduction of the field size to 100 yards long by 53.33 yards wide, and the adoption of a scoring system that awarded 4 points for a touchdown, 2 for a safety, and a goal following a touchdown, and 5 for a goal from field. In 1888, tackling below the waist was legalized. Football remained a violent sport despite these innovations. Dangerous mass formations like the flying wedge resulted in serious injuries and occasional deaths among players. A 1905 peak of 19 fatalities nationwide resulted in a threat by President Theodore Roosevelt to abolish the game unless major changes were made. 62 schools met in New York City to discuss rule changes on December 28, 1905, and these proceedings resulted in the formation of the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States, later named the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA. The legal forward pass was introduced in 1906 after its suggestion by John Heisman, although its impact was limited due to the restrictions placed on its use. Further 1906 rules changes included the reduction of the time of play from 70 to 60 minutes and the increase of the distance requirement for a first down to 10 yards over 3 downs. To reduce infighting and dirty play between teams, the neutral zone was created along the width of the football. Field goals were lowered to 3 points in 1909, and touchdowns raised to 6 points in 1912. The field was also reduced to 100 yards long, but 2 10-yard-long end zones were created, and teams were given 4 downs instead of 3 to advance the ball 10 yards. The roughing the passer penalty was implemented in 1914, and eligible players were first allowed to catch the ball anywhere on the field in 1918. Section 2.3, The Professional Era. The first instance of professional play in American football was on November 12, 1892, when William, quote, Pudge, close quote, Heffelfinger, was paid $500 to play a game for the Allegheny Athletic Association in a match against the Pittsburgh Athletic Club. This is the first recorded instance of a player being paid to participate in a game of American football, although many athletic clubs in the 1880s offered to help players attain employment, gave out trophies or watches that players would pawn for money, or paid double in expense money. Despite these extra benefits, the game had a strict sense of amateurism at the time, and direct payment to players was frowned upon, if not outright illegal. Over time, professional play became increasingly common, and with it came rising salaries and unpredictable player movement, as well as the illegal payment of college players who were still in school. The National Football League, NFL, a group of professional teams that was originally established in 1920 as the American Professional Football Association, aimed to solve these problems. This new league's stated goals included an end to bidding wars over players, prevention of the use of college players, and abolition of the practice of paying players to leave another team. The NFL by 1922 had established itself as the premier professional football league. The dominant form of football at the time was played at the collegiate level, but the upstart NFL received a boost to its legitimacy in 1925 when an NFL team, the Pottsville Maroons, defeated a team of Notre Dame All-Stars in an exhibition game. A greater emphasis on the passing game helped professional football to further distinguish itself from the college game during the late 1930s. Football in general became increasingly popular following the 1958 NFL championship game, a match between the Baltimore Colts and the New York Giants that is still referred to as the, quote, greatest game ever played, close quote. The game, a 23-17 overtime victory by the Colts, was seen by millions of television viewers and had a major impact on the popularity of the sport. This helped football to become the most popular sport in the United States by the mid-1960s. A rival, the American Football League, or AFL, arose in 1960 and challenged the NFL's dominance. The AFL began in relative obscurity, but survived for several years due to a television contract with the ABC network. Competition for players heated up in 1965, when the AFL New York Jets signed rookie Joe Namath to a then-record $437,000 a year contract. A 5-year, $40 million NBC television contract followed, which helped to sustain the young league. The bidding war for players ended in 1966, when the two leagues agreed on a merger that would take full effect in 1970. This agreement provided for a common draft that would take place each year, and it instituted an annual championship game to be played between the champions of each league. That game began play in 1966 and came to be known as the Super Bowl. College football maintained a tradition of postseason bowl games. Each bowl game would be associated with a particular conference, and earning a spot in a bowl game was the reward for winning a conference. This arrangement was profitable, but it tended to prevent the two top-ranked teams from meeting in a true national championship game, as they would normally be committed to the bowl games of their respective conferences. Several systems have been used since 1992 to determine a national champion of college football. The first was the Bowl Coalition, in place from 1992 to 1994. This was replaced in 1995 by the Bowl Alliance, which gave way in 1997 to the Bowl Championship Series, or BSS. BCS. The BCS arrangement has been controversial and will be replaced in 2014 by a 4-team playoff system. Section 3. Teams and Positions. A football game is played between two teams of 11 players each. Players with more on the field is punishable by a penalty. Playing with more on the field is punishable by a penalty. Teams may substitute any number of their players between downs. This, quote, platoon, closed quote, system replaced the original system, which featured limited substitution rules, and has resulted in teams utilizing specialized offensive, defensive, and special teams squads. Individual players in a football game must be designated with a uniform number between 1 and 99. NFL teams are required to number their players by a league-approved numbering system, and any exceptions must be approved by the commissioner. NCAA and NFHS teams are, quote, strongly advised, close quote, to number their offensive players according to a league-suggested numbering scheme. Section 3.1, Offensive Unit. The role of the offensive unit is to advance the football down the field with the ultimate goal of scoring a touchdown. The offensive team must line up in a legal formation before they can snap the ball. An offensive formation is considered illegal if there are more than four players in the backfield or fewer than five players numbered 50 through 79 on the offensive line. Players can temporarily line up in a position whose eligibility is different from what their number permits, as long as they immediately report the change to the referee, who then informs the defensive team of the change. Neither team's players, with the exception of the snapper, are allowed to line up in or cross the neutral zone until the ball is snapped. Interior offensive linemen are not allowed to move until the snap of the ball. The main backfield positions are the quarterback, QB, halfback/tailback, HB/TB, and fullback, FB. The quarterback is the leader of the offense. Either he or a coach calls the plays. Quarterbacks typically inform the rest of the offense of the play in the huddle before the team lines up. The quarterback lines up behind the center to take the snap and then hands the ball off, throws it, or runs with it. The primary role of the halfback, who is also known as the tailback, is to carry the ball on running plays. Halfbacks may also serve as receivers. Fullbacks tend to be larger than halfbacks and function primarily as blockers, but they are sometimes used as runners in short yardage situations, and often are not used in passing situations. The offensive line consists of several players whose primary function is to block members of the defensive line from tackling the ball carrier on running plays or sacking the quarterback on passing plays. The leader of the offensive line is the center, C, who is responsible for snapping the ball to the quarterback, blocking, and for making sure that the other linemen do their jobs during the play. On either side of the center are the guards, G, while tackles, T, line up outside of the guards. The principal receivers are the wide receivers, WR, and the tight ends, TE. Wide receivers line up on or near the line of scrimmage, split outside of the line. The main goal of the wide receiver is to catch passes thrown by the quarterback, but they may also function as decoys or as blockers during running plays. Tight ends line up outside of the tackles and function both as receivers and as blockers. Section 3.2, Defensive Unit. The role of the defense is to prevent the offense from scoring by tackling the ball carrier or by forcing turnovers, interceptions, or fumbles. The defensive line consists of defensive ends, DE, and defensive tackles, DT. Defensive ends line up on the ends of the line, while defensive tackles line up inside, between the defensive ends. The primary responsibilities of defensive ends and defensive tackles is to stop running plays on the inside and outside respectively, to pressure the quarterback on passing plays, and to occupy the line so that the linebackers can break through. Linebackers line up behind the defensive line but in front of the defensive backfield. They are divided into two types, middle linebackers, MLB, and outside linebackers, OLB. Linebackers are the defensive leaders and call the defensive plays. Their diverse roles include defending the run, pressuring the quarterback and guarding backs, wide receivers, and tight ends in the passing game. The defensive backfield, often called the, quote, secondary, close quote, consists of cornerbacks, CB, and safeties, S. Safeties are themselves divided into free safeties, FS, and strong safeties, SS. Cornerbacks line up outside the defensive formation, typically outside of a receiver, so as to be able to cover him, while safeties line up between the cornerbacks, but farther back in the secondary. Safeties are the last line of defense and are responsible for stopping deep passing plays as well as running plays. Section 3.3, Special Teams Unit. The Special Teams Unit are responsible for all kicking plays. The Special Teams Unit of the team in control of the ball will try and execute field goal attempts, punts, and kickoffs, while the opposing's unit will aim to block or return them. Three positions are specific to the field goal and PAT, point after touchdown, unit: the place kicker, K or PK, holder, H, and long snapper, LS. The long snapper's job is to snap the football to the holder, who will catch and position it for the place kicker. There is not usually a holder on kickoffs because the ball is kicked off of a tee. However, a holder may be used in certain situations, such as if wind is preventing the ball from remaining upright on the tee. The player on the receiving team who catches the ball is known as the kickoff returner, or KR. The positions specific to punt plays are the punter, P, long snapper, and gunner. The long snapper snaps the football directly to the punter, who then drops and kicks it before it hits the ground. Gunners line up split outside of the line and race down the field, aiming to tackle the punt returner, PR, the player that catches the punt. Section 4, Rules. Section 4.1, Scoring. In American football, the winner is the team that has scored the most points at the end of the game. There are multiple ways to score in a football game. The touchdown, worth 6 points, is the most valuable scoring play in American football. A touchdown is scored when a live ball is advanced into, caught in, or recovered in the end zone of the opposing team. The scoring team then attempts a try or conversion, more commonly known as the points after touchdown PAT, which is a single scoring opportunity. A PAT is attempted from the 2 or 3 yard line, depending on the level of play. If scored by a place kick or drop kick through the goal posts, it is worth 1 point and is typically called the extra point. If it is scored by what would normally be a touchdown, it is called the 2-point conversion and is worth 2 points. No points are awarded on a failed extra point or 2-point conversion attempt. In general, the extra point is almost always successful in professional play and is slightly less successful at amateur levels, while the 2-point conversion is a much riskier play with a higher probability of failure. A field goal worth 3 points is scored when the ball is place kicked or drop kicked through the uprights and over the crossbars of the defense's goalposts. After a PAT attempt or successful field goal, the scoring team must kick the ball off to the other team. A safety is worth 2 points and is scored by the defense. It occurs when the ball carrier is tackled in its own end zone. After a safety has been scored, the team that conceded the safety must return the ball to the scoring team via a free kick, which in professional football often resembles a punt. Section 4.2, Field and Equipment. Football games are played on a rectangular field that measures 120 yards or 110 meters long and 53.33 yards or 48.76 meters wide. Lines marked along the ends and sides of the field are known respectively as the end lines and side lines, and goal lines are marked 9 yards or 8.2 meters outward from each end line. Weighed pylons are placed on the inside corner of the intersections of the goal lines and end lines. White markings on the field identify the distance from the end zone. Inbound lines, or hash marks, are short parallel lines that mark off 1 yard or 0.91 meters increments. Yard lines, which run the width of the field, are marked every 5 yards or 4.6 meters. A line 1 yard wide is placed at each end of the field. This line is marked at the center of the 2-yard line in professional play and at the 3-yard line in college play. Numerals that display the yard lines in multiples of 10 are placed along both sides of the field. Goalposts are at the center of the plane of each of the 2 end lines. The crossbar of these posts is 10 feet or 3 meters above the ground, with vertical uprights at the end of the crossbar 18 feet 6 inches or 6 meters apart for professional and collegiate play, and 23 feet 4 inches or 7 meters apart for high school play. The uprights extend vertically 10 yards on professional fields, a minimum of 10 yards on college fields, and a minimum of 10 feet on high school fields. Goalposts are padded at the base, and orange ribbons are normally placed at the tip of each upright. The football itself is an oval ball, similar to balls used in rugby or Australian rules football. At all levels of play, the football is inflated to 12.5 to 13.5 pounds per square inch PSI and weighs 14 to 15 ounces, or 397 to 420 grams, but the exact dimensions vary slightly. In professional play, the ball has a long axis of 11 to 11 and a quarter inches, a long circumference of 28 to 28 and a half inches, and a short axis of 21 to 21 and a quarter inches. While in college and high school play, the ball has a long axis of 10 and 7/8 to 10 and 7/16 inches, a long circumference of 27 and 3 quarters to 28 and 1 half inches, and a short circumference of 20 and 3 quarters to 21 and a quarter inches. Section 4.3, Duration and Time Stoppages. Football games last for a total of 60 minutes in professional and college play and are divided into two halves of 30 minutes and four quarters of 15 minutes. High school football games are 48 minutes in length with two halves of 24 minutes and four quarters of 12 minutes. The two halves are separated by a halftime period, and the first and third quarters are also followed by a short break. Prior to the start of the game, the referee and team captains for each team meet at midfield for a coin toss. The visiting team is allowed to call heads or tails. The winner of the toss is allowed to decide from between choosing whether to kick, receive or kick off the ball, or choosing which goal they want to defend, but they can also defer their choice until the second half. The losing team, unless the winning team decides to defer, is allowed to choose the option the winning team did not select, and receives the option to receive, kick, or select a goal to defend to begin the second half. Most teams choose to receive or defer, because choosing to kick the ball to start the game would allow the other team to choose which goal to defend. Teams switch goals following the first and third quarters. If a down is in progress when a quarter ends, play continues until the down is completed. Games last longer than their defined length due to play stoppages. The average NFL game lasts slightly over 3 hours. Time in a football game is measured by the game clock. An operator is responsible for starting, stopping, and operating the game clock based on the direction of the appropriate official. A separate clock, the play clock, is used to determine if a delay of game infraction has been committed. If the play clock expires before the ball has been snapped or free kicked, a delay of game foul is called on the offense. The play clock is set to 40 seconds in professional and college football, and to 25 seconds in high school play, or following certain administrative stoppages in the former levels of play. Section 4.4, Advancing the Ball and Downs. There are two main ways that the offense can advance the ball, running and passing. In a typical play, the quarterback calls the play, and the center passes the ball backwards and under his legs to the quarterback in a process known as the snap. The quarterback then either hands the ball off to a back, throws the ball, or runs with it himself. The play ends when the player with the ball is tackled or goes out of bounds, or a pass hits the ground without a player having caught it. A forward pass can only be legally attempted if the passer is behind the line of scrimmage. The offense is given a series of four plays, known as downs. If the offense advances 10 or more yards in the four downs, they are awarded a new set of four downs. If they fail to advance 10 yards, possession of the football is turned over to the defense. In most situations, if the offense reaches their fourth down, they will punt the ball to the other team, which forces them to begin their drive from further down the field. If they are in field goal range, they might also attempt to score a field goal. A group of officials, the chain crew, keeps track of both the downs and the distance measurements. On television, a yellow line is electronically superimposed on the field to show the first down line to the viewing audience. Section 4.5, Kicking. There are two categories of kicks in football. Scrimmage kicks, which can be executed by the offensive team on any down from behind or on the line of scrimmage, and free kicks. The free kicks are the kickoff, which starts the first and third quarters and overtime and follows a try attempt or a successful field goal, and the safety kick, which follows a safety. On a kickoff, the ball is placed at the 35-yard line of the kicking team in professional and college football and at the 40-yard line in high school play. The ball may be drop-kicked or place-kicked. If a place-kick is chosen, the ball can be placed on the ground or on a tee, and a holder may be used in either case. On a safety kick, the kicking team kicks the ball from their own 20-yard line. They can punt, drop-kick, or place-kick the ball, but a team may not be used in professional play. Any member of the receiving team may catch or advance the ball, and the ball may be recovered by the kicking team once it has gone at least 10 yards or has been touched by any member of the receiving team. The three types of scrimmage kicks are place kicks, drop kicks, and punts. Only place kicks and drop kicks can score points. The place kick is the standard method used to score points, because the pointy shape of the football makes it difficult to reliably drop kick. Once the ball has been kicked from a scrimmage kick, it can be advanced by the kicking team only if it is caught or recovered behind the line of scrimmage. If it is touched or recovered by the kicking team beyond this line, it becomes dead at the spot where it was touched. The kicking team is prohibited from interfering with the receiver's opportunity to catch the ball, and the receiving team has the option of signaling for a fair catch. This prohibits the defense from blocking into or tackling the receiver, but the play ends as soon as the ball is caught, and the ball may not be advanced. Section 4.6, Officials and Fouls. Officials are responsible for enforcing game rules and monitoring the clock. All officials carry a whistle and wear black and white striped shirts and black hats, except for the referee, whose hat is white. Each carries a weighted yellow flag that is thrown to the ground to signal that a foul has been called. An official who spots multiple fouls will throw his hat as a secondary signal. The seven officials on the field are each tasked with a different set of responsibilities. The referee is charged with oversight and control of the game, and is the authority on the score, the down number, and any and all rule interpretations in discussions between the other officials. He announces all penalties and discusses the infraction with the offending team's captain, monitors for illegal hits against the quarterback, makes requests for first down measurements, and notifies the head coach whenever a player is ejected. The umpire, who is positioned in the backfield, watches play along the line of scrimmage to make sure that no more than 11 offensive players are on the field prior to the snap and that no offensive linemen are illegally downfield on pass plays. He monitors the contact between offensive and defensive linemen and calls most of the holding penalties. The umpire records the number of timeouts taken and the winner of the coin toss and the game score, assists the referee in situations involving possession of the ball close to the line of scrimmage, determines whether player equipment is legal, and dries wet balls prior to the snap if a game is played in rain. The head linesman lines up opposite the line judge. He watches for any line of scrimmage and illegal use of hands violations and assists the line judge with illegal shift or illegal motion calls. The head linesman also rules on out-of-bounds calls that happen on his side of the field, oversees the chain crew, and marks the forward progress of a runner when a play has been whistled dead. The line judge supervises player substitutions, the line of scrimmage during punts, and game timing. He notifies the referee when time has expired at the end of a quarter and notifies the head coach of the home team when 5 minutes remain for halftime. In the NFL, the line judge also alerts the referee when 2 minutes remain in the half. If the clock malfunctions or becomes inoperable, the line judge becomes the official timekeeper. The back judge ensures that the defensive team has no more than 11 players on the field and determines whether catches are legal, whether field goal or extra point attempts are good, and whether a pass interference violation occurred. The side judge mainly duplicates the functions of the back judge, but is positioned 20 yards downfield from the line of scrimmage and opposite to the back judge. The field judge monitors and controls the play clock, counts the number of defensive players on the field, and watches for offensive pass interference and illegal use of hands violations by offensive players. He also makes decisions regarding catches, recoveries, the ball spot when a player goes out of bounds, and illegal touching of fumbled balls that have crossed the line of scrimmage. Another set of officials, the chain crew, are responsible for moving the chains. The chains, consisting of two large sticks with a 10-yard-long chain between them, are used to measure for a first down. The chain crew stays on the sidelines during the game, but if requested by the officials, they will briefly bring the chains on to the field to measure. A typical chain crew will have at least three people. Two members of the chain crew will hold either of the two sticks, while a third will hold the down marker. The down marker, a large stick with a dial on it, is flipped after each play to indicate the current down, and is typically moved to the appropriate spot of the ball. The chain crew system has been used for over 100 years and is considered to be an accurate measure of distance, rarely subject to criticism from either side. Section 5, Safety. Football is a full contact sport, and injuries are relatively common. Most injuries occur during training sessions, particularly ones that involve contact between players. To try to prevent injuries, players are required to wear a set of equipment. At a minimum, players must wear a football helmet and a set of shoulder pads, but individual leagues may require additional padding such as thigh pads and guards, knee pads, chest protectors, and mouth guards. Most injuries occur in the lower extremities, particularly in the knee, but a significant number also affect the upper extremities. The most common types of injuries are strains, sprains, bruises, fractures, dislocations, and concussions. Repeated concussions can increase a person's risk in later life for chronic traumatic encephalopathy and mental health issues such as dementia, Parkinson's disease, and depression. Concussions are often caused by helmet-to-helmet or upper body contact between opposing players, although helmets have prevented more serious injuries such as skull fractures. Various programs are aiming to reduce concussions by reducing the frequency of helmet-to-helmet hits. USA Football's, quote, heads-up football, close quote, program is aiming to reduce concussions in youth football by teaching coaches and players about the signs of a concussion, the proper way to wear football equipment and ensure it fits, and proper tackling methods that avoid helmet-to-helmet contact. Section 6. Leagues and Tournaments. The National Football League, NFL, and the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA, are the most popular football leagues in the United States. The National Football League was founded in 1920 and has since become the largest and most popular sport in the United States. The NFL has the highest average attendance of any sporting league in the world, with an average attendance of almost 70,000 persons during the 2011 NFL season. The NFL championship game, the Super Bowl, is among the biggest events in club sports worldwide. It is played between the champions of the National Football League, NFC, and the American Football Conference, AFC, and its winner is awarded the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Collegiate football ranks third in overall popularity in the United States, between baseball and pro football. The NCAA, the largest collegiate organization, is divided into three divisions, Division I, Division II, and Division III. Division I football is further divided into two subdivisions, the Football Bowl Division, FBS, and the Football Championship Subdivision, FCS. The champions of Division I FCS, Division II, and Division III are determined through NCAA-sanctioned playoff systems, while the Division I FBS champion is largely determined by various polls and ranking systems, the latest effort being the Bowl Championship Series, BCS. Division I FBS will switch to a four-team playoff system in 2014. High school football is the most popular sport in the United States played by boys. Over 1.1 million boys participated in the sport from 2007 to 2008, according to a survey by the National Federation of State High School Associations, NFHS. The NFHS is the largest organization for high school football, with member associations in all 50 states, as well as the District of Columbia. USA Football is the governing body for youth and amateur football, and Pop Warner Little Scholars is the largest organization for youth football. Section 6.1, Minor Professional Leagues. Several football leagues have been formed as rival leagues to the NFL. The XFL was created in 2001 by Vince McMahon and lasted for only one season. Despite television contracts with NBC and UPN and high expectations, the XFL suffered from poor television ratings and a low quality of play. The United Football League, UFL, has suspended its 2012 season, its fourth, due to financial issues. The United States Football League, USFL, operated for three seasons from 1983 to 1985, but collapsed due to poor business decisions and monetary problems. A subsequent $1.5 billion antitrust lawsuit against the NFL was successful in court, but the league was awarded only $3 in damages. The World Football League, WFL, played for two seasons, in 1974 and 1975, but faced monetary issues so severe that the league could not pay its players. In its second and final season, the WFL attempted to establish a stable credit rating, but the league disbanded before its second season could be completed. The most successful minor league was the American Football League, AFL, which existed from 1960 to 1969. The AFL operated as a minor league from 1960 to 1964 and then signed a five-year, $36 million television deal with NBC and competed directly against the NFL. AFL teams signed NFL players to contracts, and their popularity grew to challenge that of the NFL. The two leagues merged in the 1970 season, and all AFL teams joined the NFL. An early minor league, the All-America Football Conference, was in play from 1946 to 1949. Two AAFC teams, the Cleveland Browns and the San Francisco 49ers, became members of the NFL. The two leagues merged in the 1970 season, and all AFL teams joined the NFL. An earlier minor league, the All-America Football Conference, was in play from 1946 to 1949. Two AAFC teams, the Cleveland Browns and the San Francisco 49ers, became members of the NFL. Section 6.2, International Play. American football leagues exist throughout the world, but the game has yet to achieve the international success and popularity of baseball and basketball. NFL Europa, the developmental league of the NFL, operated from 1991 to 1992, and then from 1995 to 2007. At the time of its closure, NFL Europa had five teams based in Germany and one in the Netherlands. The European Football League, EFL, run by the European Federation of American Football, EFAF, is an annual invitational tournament between the champions or co-champions of competitions run by EFAF members. The league's championship game is the Euro Bowl. Other EFAF tournaments include the EFAF Cup, played between the top teams from national leagues in a similar manner to the UEFA Cup, the Atlantic Cup, played between teams from the Atlantic region of Europe, and the Challenge Cup, played between teams from newer federations that are not eligible to play in the EFL or EFAF Cup. American football federations are also present in Asia, Oceania, and Pan America, and a total of 64 national football federations exist as of July 2012. The International Federation of American Football, IFAF, an international body composed of American football federations, runs tournaments such as the IFAF World Championship, which is held every 4 years since 1999, the IFAF Women's World Championship, the IFAF U19 World Championship, and the Flag Football World Championship. The IFAF also organizes the annual International Bowl Game. At the international level, Canada, Mexico, and Japan are considered to be second tier, while Austria, Germany, and France would rank among a third tier. All of these countries rank far below the United States, which is dominant at the international level. Football is not an Olympic sport, but it was a demonstration sport at the 1932 Summer Olympics. The IFAF was seeking recognition from the International Olympic Committee, IOC, and finally received provisional recognition in December 2013, with a vote expected to take place by 2017, and could be a medal sport by the 2024 Olympics. Several major obstacles hinder the IFAF goal of achieving status as an Olympic sport, such as the predominant participation of men in international play and the short 3-week Olympic schedule. Large team sizes are an additional difficulty due to the Olympics' set limit of 10,500 athletes and coaches. These issues are similar to those that rugby union faced prior to being admitted into the Olympics in the form of rugby sevens, a modified version of the sport. But football also has the issue of global visibility. Nigel Melville, the CEO of USA Rugby, noted that while rugby union has a major international presence through the International Rugby Board, quote, American football is recognized globally as a sport, but it's not played globally, closed quote. In order to solve these concerns, major effort has been put into promoting flag football, a modified version of American football, at the international level. Section 7, Popularity and Cultural Impact. According to ESPN.com's Sean McAdam, quote, baseball is still considered the national pastime, but football is by far the most popular sport in American society, close quote. In a 2014 poll conducted by Harris Interactive, professional football ranked as the most popular sport, and college football ranked third behind only professional football and baseball. 46% of participants ranked some form of the game as their favorite sport. Professional football has ranked as the most popular sport in the poll since 1985, when it surpassed baseball for the first time. Professional football is most popular among those who live in the eastern United States and rural areas, while college football is most popular in the southern United States and among people with graduate and postgraduate degrees. Football is also the most played sport by high school and college athletes in the United States. In a 2012 study, the NCAA estimated there were around 1.1 million high school football players and nearly 70,000 college football players in the United States. In comparison, the second most played sport, basketball, had around 1 million participants in high school and 34,000 in college. The Super Bowl is the most popular single-day sporting event in the United States and is among the biggest club sporting events in the world in terms of TV viewership. The NFL makes approximately $10 billion annually. Football also plays a significant role in American culture. The Super Bowl is considered a de facto national holiday, and in parts of the country like Texas, the sport has been compared to a religion. Football is also linked to other holidays. New Year's Day is traditionally the date for several college football games, including the Rose Bowl. However, if New Year's Day is on a Sunday, the bowl games are moved to another date to not conflict with the typical NFL schedule. Thanksgiving football is an American tradition, hosting many high school, college, and professional games. Steve Deese of USA Today wrote that Americans are passionate about football, quote, because it embodies everything we love about American exceptionalism. Merit is rewarded, not punished. Masculinity is celebrated, not feminized. People of various beliefs and backgrounds, a melting pot, if you will, must unify for a common goal for the team to be successful. Implicit rules such as playing through pain and sacrificing for the better of the team are promoted in professional football culture. In Canada, the game has a significant following. According to a 2013 poll, 21% of respondents said they followed the NFL, quote, very closely, close quote, or, quote, fairly closely, close quote, making it the third most followed league behind the National Hockey League, NHL, and Canadian Football League, CFL. American football also has a long history in Mexico, which was introduced to the sport in 1896. American football was the second most popular sport in Mexico in the 1950s, with the game being particularly popular in colleges. The Los Angeles Times notes that the NFL claims over 16 million fans in Mexico, which places the country third behind the U.S. and Canada. American football is played in Mexico both professionally and as part of the college sports system. Japan was introduced to the sport in 1934 by Paul Ruch, a teacher and Christian missionary who helped establish football teams at three universities in Tokyo. Play was halted during World War II, but began to grow in popularity again after the war. As of 2010, there are more than 400 high school football teams in Japan, with over 15,000 participants, and over 100 teams play in the Kanto Collegiate Football Association, KCFA. The college champion plays the champion of the X-League, a semi-pro league where teams are financed by corporations, in the Rice Bowl to determine Japan's national champion. Outside of North America and Japan, Europe is a major target for expansion of the game. The sport is played in European countries such as Switzerland, which has American football clubs in every major city, and Germany, where the sport has around 45,000 registered amateur players. The sport had a degree of popularity in the United Kingdom in the 1980s. In 1986, the Super Bowl was watched by over 4 million people, or about 1 out of every 14 Britons. However, the sport's popularity faded over the 1990s. According to BBC America, there is a, quote, social stigma, close quote, surrounding American football in the UK, with many Brits feeling the sport has no right to call itself, quote, football, close quote, due to the special emphasis on kicking. Super Bowl 46 was the most watched television program ever in the United States. The game had an estimated 111.3 million viewers and was the third straight year the Super Bowl broke the record. In 2014, Super Bowl 48 broke Super Bowl 46's record for viewers with 111.5 million viewers, nine of the top 10 most watched television programs of all time in the United States are Super Bowls. Section 8, Variations and Related Sports. Canadian football, the predominant form of football in Canada, is closely related to American football. Both sports developed from rugby, and the two sports are considered to be the chief variants of gridiron football. Although the two games share a similar set of rules, there are several key rule differences. For example, in Canadian football, the field measures 150 yards or 137 meters by 65 yards or 59 meters, including two 20-yard end zones for a distance between goal lines of 110 yards. Teams have three downs instead of four. There are 12 players on each side instead of 11. Fair catches are not allowed, and a rouge worth a single point is scored if the offensive team kicks the ball out of the defense's end zone. The Canadian Football League, CFL, is the major Canadian league and is the second most popular sporting league in Canada, behind only the National Hockey League. A major variant of football is arena football, played by the Arena Football League, or AFL. Arena football has 8-player teams and uses an indoor field 50 yards or 46 meters in length, including end zones, and 28.3 yards or 25.9 meters wide. Punting is illegal, and kickoffs are attempted from the goal line. Large overhead nets deflect forward passes and kicks that hit them, and deflected kicks are live balls that may be recovered by either team. Below the Arena Football League are what New York Times writer Mike Tenier describes as the, quote, most minor of minor leagues, close quote, indoor football leagues. Like in arena football, teams in indoor football leagues play in arenas, but games are only attended by a small number of fans, and most players are semi-professional athletes. Indoor football leagues are unstable, with franchises regularly moving from one league to another or merging with other teams, and teams or entire leagues dissolving entirely. The Indoor Football League, Southern Indoor Football League, Ultimate Indoor Football League, Continental Indoor Football League, and American Professional Football League are examples of prominent indoor leagues. There are several non-contact variants of American football, such as flag football. In flag football, the ball carrier is not tackled. Instead, defenders aim to pull a flag tied around his waist. Another variant, touch football, simply requires the ball carrier to be touched to be considered downed. A game of touch football may require that the player be touched with either one or two hands to be considered down, depending on the rules used. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.z0.